Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. The young woman gasped and sat up in the hospital bed. She felt lightheaded from the pain coursing through her and realized her midsection had been cut open. This was supposed to be a simple procedure. What the hell had they done? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Fannie Lou Hamer was supposed to have a fibroid removed from her uterus. Instead, her white doctor did something much more serious and dangerous to her, and he did so without her permission. He performed a hysterectomy, the removal of her uterus, making her infertile. She and her husband were childless, and now Hamer would never have biological children. Even worse, Hamer soon found out that she wasn't the only Black woman this happened to. It was called a Mississippi appendectomy, slang for giving Black women unnecessary and non-consensual hysterectomies. These procedures were meant to curtail the Black population, but for Hamer, this violation of her body had another effect. She decided to fight back. After adopting two girls, she got trained in community organizing and voting rights. She helped create Freedom Summer to organize Black voters and even founded a Black political party to strengthen the Black vote. Her daughter even continues Hamer's fight for equality today. Fannie Lou Hamer's reproductive organs were stolen from her, but she still gave birth to another generation of freedom fighters. As her story reminds us, Black bodies have always been under attack. We can't change the past, but we can fight for the future. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.